Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, when is a kiss just a kiss?
What does that even mean?
Almost never, according to psychologists and relationship experts. They say unless, of course, it's a peck on your grandma's cheek or something, or when you get that kiss from your aunt at Christmas time, that's when just a kiss is a kiss. But they say kisses are so emotionally charged, they're often the most memorable part of a relationship. In fact, they say smooching can be the more intimate than anything else that you do. So, if you think about this, they did some research and if you had a lineup of you and let's say two guys and your husband or Tom, Jamie, two girls and you know what I'm saying. If they were in a lineup, could you pick out your significant other's kiss?
Yes, 1,000%.
Yeah, most people said that they could pick out their significant other's kiss. You think about that. You line them up and you're like smooching. You blindfold yourself, obviously. Yeah.
I could totally do it. I mean, heck, we've been together for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
and you hadn't kissed anyone else since, so you're like, all right, I don't think I'd know if it wasn't the one I was used to.
Yeah, for sure.
They say also you can remember kissing like in your when you were dating. There was somebody that was specific that was such a great kisser. Now, Tom is self-proclaimed great kisser.
No, I am not self-proclaimed. I've got
you
people
have the proof
backed
to back it
up.
Yeah.
It's funny how we can't find that girl these days.
She disappeared
after that kiss.
It's been forever ago.
Well, and many of the women interviewed said that they claimed that they knew their partner was the one as soon as they touched lips.
Wow.
I mean,
there's so much more to a relationship than that, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know I really liked him, but I mean, I don't know.
I've known people weren't the one after the first kiss.
For sure. Sometimes they're like, it's too much, spit, and it's like just like kind of grosses you out, and like, ooh, is that a chicken tender that you had? Like, ooh.
Or they got the dry lips, crack lips. Yeah.
I'm like, brush your teeth, buddy.
But, I kissed this girl one time, and it was like trying to pick a lock to get in. Like, I'm like, what's the secret to this?
You heard the Mission Impossible music?
It's like bird pecking? Like, what was happening?
Yeah, like I went to go for the normal Frencher, and she's like just barely opened her mouth.
She says, I'm American.
it was not. But I mean, it wasn't that she didn't want to kiss me because we dated, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
Oh. She was uptight, maybe.
I guess. It didn't last.
Then you got the one that's using their tongue way too much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the
motorboat.
Well, it could be. Or like I'm thinking about that thing that's in the front of the used car dealerships. The guy that kind of waves his hand.
The wacky inflatable guy.
And their tongue's just all over the place. You're like, put that thing back in.
Yeah, or it's like darting in. Now I'm like, okay, let's chill out, okay? come on.
It should be like a slow dance.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a disco dance or something violent or something like darting, like you said.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how some people just don't get it.
No.
Because
no.
I've had horrible kisses, and I'm like, I could never be in a relationship because of this kiss.
I dated a girl in high school, and everyone warned me about it. But she basically apparently thought kissing involved like sucking your tongue.
Oh,
and you would be done, right. And it would feel like the root of your tongue, the base of your tongue, was sore from having been pulled on.
Well, I mean, that's not part of a kiss, but that's fun at times.
Well, the research said that a lot of, especially girls, want to train a guy how to kiss.
Yeah, because I feel like everything, like, you have to start off slow. Like, you can't just go in full force, mouth open, like, wah.
Well,
you got to, like, ease into it.
And the girls think about it more than guys do, especially in their teenage years, about kissing. Huh. And, yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty big deal to me in my teenage years.
Okay, but you're not, like, thinking about the technique as much. You're thinking about the kiss in general.
I was a good kisser. That's one of the reasons why. I went in and thinking, like, you know, like I said, you start slow. You don't just go in for the kill.
Yeah.
And then you work your way around to the molars and the uvula afterwards.
Okay. Okay. TMI again.
Yeah. No, I'm here for it, though.
Hey, I'm willing to give classes.
Listen, we're here to teach the nation.
That's right.
Could you imagine that? It's like, you know, they have classes. And I could see somebody, you got the adulting classes now.
Yeah.
You got kissing classes.
Have you ever had to teach someone? I literally was kissing, and I'm like, okay, let me show you how this is done, because you're not doing it right. My face is wet.
Did you stop right, like,
I just
at the beginning?
No,
I'm just saying, the very first kiss, you're like, okay, whoa, let's just stop right here.
Oh, yeah, well, kind of, yeah. I'm like, wait, hold on, you're doing this wrong.
I don't know if that's the best way to approach it. You might be like, let me give you some pointers on how I like to kiss.
Dating.
Oh, I see.
It was just,
I got you.
Hanging out.
Maybe you could just do it like they got YouTube videos on this. So
there you
do
go.
It yourself.
Yeah. Okay,
well, clearly they didn't practice on their pillow like you had.
No.
You got to practice on your hand, you know, like a little fist like that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know where my hand's been.
So that your hand could be very much like that girl I kissed that wouldn't let you in unless you,
yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Unless you open
slow.
Up a little.
Open that fist up a little bit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to rock some of y'all's world right now.
Okay.
Because some of y'all did not know this, and it may change everything for you. Did you know that you can charge your phone with someone else's phone?
What?
No.
It's true. And there's a couple ways you can do it. It can be tricky if you have certain kinds of phone because you need a cable that will connect the two phones. But if you have the USB-C, there's a lot of USB-C to USB-C cables. And that means you can plug into the bottom of your phone, plug into the bottom of their phone, and believe it or not, that will charge in many cases.
That would require me to have those cables, and I'm just a girl, and I don't know what USB, CP,
but don't you have cables in your purse for charging your phone?
No.
Okay. I mean, the cables are easy to carry because you don't have to carry the wart, just carry the cables.
The what?
The wall wart.
Oh, my God.
The thing that sticks on the little outlet and is a little bulb-looking thing.
Why do they name it wart?
Because
yeah.
It looks like a wart on the wall.
I've never heard that ever.
Wall warts, that's what they're
never
called.
Never have I ever
heard. I mean, maybe a blemish or something, but not a wart.
It's a wart. A wall blemish wouldn't sound right.
I just call it that thing you have to plug into the cord.
Look how many words you wasted.
Well, and I get upset now. You buy the device, and the wall wart doesn't come with it. It's just a little bitty cord that comes with it now. And they've changed the cords throughout the years.
Yep. Yes.
And so they're charging you money to buy extra chargers.
It drives me nuts.
Samsung made me mad because I got my new phone.
Yeah.
And I flew to Cancun. It does it no longer fits the USB port in the plane.
Oh.
Because it's smaller.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why did they do that?
Well, you can get a different cord that would still fix that.
I know. I didn't have it with me because I brought the charger for the phone.
I'm surprised they don't have that if the airline supply those for you and get an extra charge for it. Hey, does anybody need a phone charger that fits our
Yeah, exactly.
Sir, the airline has made plane seats into lawn chairs now. They are not going to supply extra cords for anything.
Lawn chairs?
Like they're just a piece of plastic.
Oh, and you sit on them. Spirit.
Yeah. Spirit is, wow. It's the bare bones.
It really is.
She said, they just throw a bunch of lawn chairs across the airplane and say, sit down.
Yeah.
But back to the phones. Here's another thing. A lot of the phones now can wirelessly charge each other. You just hold them back to back and one of them will charge the other one.
I mean, we are living in 3018 now. I know. Now. What the heck?
Blows me away is like you can set, like if you get a new phone, set your old phone together and then just transfer all that information in the air like it just don't care. It drives me crazy that I can't figure that out. It's like you got all this information. I'm in the field of radio my whole life. Whole career has been in radio, still don't know how it works. Like, I sit here and talk, and through invisible air, it goes to somebody's car.
Yeah.
You get in your car and go, wow, how does that happen?
It blows me away.
It's magic. Like,
and how even the internet, I know it's zeros and ones and all that stuff, but you sit down, write an email, and it's to your buddy in 2 seconds. It's just magic.
We are living in the Matrix.
Yes.
All right. Well, now there are some things you need to be careful of, and these are the biggest hurdles.
Yep.
You need to make sure you trust the person you're doing this with.
Yeah.
Because you could inadvertently exchange information. They could steal information off your phone if it's someone who is shady. So you don't just walk up to a stranger and go, hey, can I use your phone to charge mine? You want to make sure it's someone that you trust isn't going to try to get your information. Also, this person has to agree to do this. And most people are like, I don't have enough charge to share my charge with you. But if you got a family member or someone, you know, that you can bully into it, like your kids, you're like, listen, my phone's dead. I need some charge. You can, in many cases, either hold them back to back or you can use a cord just to run from one to the other and it will give you the option to charge.
Well, if you got the cord, just plug it into the wall.
Well, like you said, sometimes they don't fit because this is the small one that plugs into your phone on both ends. So you plug phone to phone.
Gotcha. You know, trust is a big issue with cell phones. Back in the day, you would let your buddy borrow a phone.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's like, you know, can I borrow your phone? Like, why do you want it? And then you got to put your fingerprint on it and stuff. It's like there's less of like phone borrowing going on now.
For sure.
They're expensive.
And I don't trust my friends because they're going to pull up a crank, get into my phone and do something and order something off Amazon that I don't want.
Well, you also got pictures on there that you don't want people to see.
What kind of pictures you got on your phone?
Yeah. I got all kinds of pictures. I send my wife sexy pictures.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you literally asked.
I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Remind me never to order or borrow your phone.
You know, I had a guy come up to me. He was doing some yard work for one of my dad's neighbors back in the day. And he goes, can I borrow your phone? You just can't hand your phone
over. Not anymore. No.
And I didn't know him. I said, who do you need to call? I will call them for you. Put it on speaker and let you.
Yep.
And I did that.
Okay.
I'm like, you speak, but it's not leaving my hand ever.
There was a story that a guy had said, like, he handed his phone to a girl, like, hey, put your number in it, and she went into his Venmo and Venmoed herself $50.
That's common.
Yeah, so smart.
That's awesome. That's a scam going on, too.
He's lucky it was only $50.
Yeah.
I got to start borrowing my friend's phones.
Yeah, I think she put on the there that was like something like, don't just hand your phone to random strangers
or something like that.
You know what, though? You got to be skilled to do that. It's not something you just do. You got to practice.
That
you
got
to practice being fast to get into Venmo and doing all that. But people have definitely done that, especially at bars. Girls that are hot, they're going to get a guy that's definitely giving the phone to them to get that number, and boom, they're in out
you
money.
To a guy, you don't have to be fast because she could just give him looks like, hey, two, three, two.
Has that happened to you?
$500.
No. All right. Well, now what's crazy is some people think this is obvious, but I don't think it's obvious at all. It can also work with the Apple Watches, I guess.
Oh.
So any of the devices that charge, wirelessly can also charge each other, at least in many cases.
I was today years old when I figured out, I guess you can use your friend's phone to charge yours now.
There you go.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah. I'll try that next time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, being that it's prom season, we came with the idea for Cecil B. Hollister. He's got this big fancy event he's going to go to.
Uh-huh.
It's not a prom. It's just a fancy event. And he needs to rent a tux. So we thought we would call Johnson & Johnson. They make the Tux medicated wipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know where those go.
So we will see how this goes this morning.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with tuck swipes. Being a mom baby nurse, we pass those out frequently to new moms. So, yeah.
You didn't rent them out, though.
No, we did not rent them out. So I'm very excited to see what Cecil has to say about this.
I used to use them on my dog. I still do sometimes.
Oh, okay.
He'll come in and he knows to go to the bathroom in the powder room.
Yeah.
And I got him under the counter there and he waits for me to get out of a tux pad and
do it. Weird. Hey, it's not going to be any weirder than this call we're about to do. There we go. All right.
Thank you for calling the Johnson & Johnson Consumer Companies and McNeil PPC Information Center. Please enter the first three letters of the product you are calling about. Your call is important to us and will be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the Consumer Care Center. How may I help you?
My name's Cecil Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R.
I'm sorry, could you slow down so I can get your name, sir?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Cecil Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Hollister, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I need to speak to somebody about a tux.
I can help you with tux.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I've got a fancy place I'm going to be going with my wife, Ruby.
Okay.
And I'd like to know about the pricing on the tux.
Okay, hold on one moment, and I'll tell you what the average retail pricing is.
All right.
For a 40 count, the average retail price will run you between $4 and $6, depending on where you're going.
Wow, that's pretty cheap. It's a fancy place we're going to. But I just need one, basically. I just need one.
One container of it would cost you around $4.
No, I just... And I really just don't want to buy one. I prefer just to rent one, if I could.
A tux medicated pad?
Yeah, are they disposable or...
What? Yeah, they're disposable, sir.
You mean I can't have it cleaned and bring it back to you?
No, sir. What are you looking exactly for it to do for you?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, but you got a fancy place you need to go, and I just need to rent a tux, basically.
Oh, you're looking for a tux?
Yeah.
A suit. You've called the wrong location, sir.
Really?
Yes. You need to look for formal wear.
Oh, well, what kind of tuxes do you sell?
This is tux medicated pads. It's a hemorrhoid pad.
Do they come with cummerbunds?
Sir, you're calling the wrong number. You have the wrong number, sir.
This is not a tuxedo store?
No, it is not.
Then why are you selling tuxes?
We're not selling tuxes. It's a medicated product.
Oh.
It's a medical product.
What do you do with yours?
It's for hemorrhoids.
Oh. You mean when you wipe?
Yes.
You wipe your backside with it?
Right.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to wear that to a formal gathering.
People, no, I don't think you will.
Oh, people would laugh at me. But let me ask you this, if I change my mind, do you have them in crushed velvet?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
How about tails? Do you have them?
No, none of those, unfortunately.
That's pretty funny, though, if you think about it. If you had your tux medicated, wipes came in crushed velvet. I feel so stupid.
No, don't feel stupid. How did you get our number, sir?
My buddy said, hey, if you want to get rent a tux, call this tux number. So I called it.
Because
I got a big fancy event I'm going to, and please don't tell nobody.
No, it's not a problem, Mr. Hollister.
Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Tux is for your posterior, your body.
Correct, it is.
And you don't rent them out and we don't have them clean and send them back.
Certainly not.
You don't want those then,
baby. No, we don't.
Well, thank you for your time today. You've been very helpful.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Right. I thank you for calling.
All right.
Tux medicated pads, Mr. Hollister. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cracking up.
She's still talking to the lady beside her. Okay, so you can't call Johnson & Johnson with their Tux medicated wives.
No.
Can't wear those to the prom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, what's some of the things that women think are embarrassing, but men just don't actually care at all about it? They have done some research on this, and one of the top answers is people seeing your house not being perfectly clean.
Oh, my gosh, 100%.
Yeah. Women are so worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a dirty person. You know, my house is normally not like this. And, you know, guys are like, come on over, Jim. Let's hang out at my house.
Yes. My wife is always like, why did you invite someone over whenever the house is dirty? I got to clean it up. And they're like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
After, like, I've been gone, like, away or something like that, and then I'll come back and my husband will have people over, and I like walk into the house, I'm like, you have people over looking like this. What the heck?
Yeah.
And
guys
so
won't even clean up either. They're the, like, if you happen to be out of town and they're bringing all their buddies over.
Why? They're going to mess it up. Why clean up before they get there?
Yeah, well, you're a guy.
Just wait till they leave and the wife gets home.
You're thinking logically.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to punch you in the face.
All right. Things that women find embarrassing but men don't actually care about, their driver's license photo.
True.
It's like, guys don't care. You look at your buddy's license photo, and they're like, I got their hair all over the place, or, you know, they're looking the wrong way. But a girl's like, don't show my driver's license picture.
No, I know. I literally spent so much time on my hair and makeup just for my photo for my driver's license.
Did you really?
Yes. So it has to look good.
Almost no one sees it.
Well, kind of. Like when you got to hand it to people and stuff like that.
The police officer sees it, Tom.
I've asked them to retake mine.
Have you really?
You know why? Because I lost 50 pounds.
Absolutely.
And in fact, the one I have now, I've gained weight since then. I have to get my license renewed soon.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, can I keep that same
picture? Keep my skinny photo,
keep
please.
Keep that skinny photo.
Why? I don't understand why anyone cares.
No, because listen, it's a picture that you look at and you're like, that's what I look like for real?
You know what? I have been driving by the DMV knowing that I have to redo my license, you know, I have to do them every 2 years or whatever. I don't know.
Uh-huh. I hope not.
I drove by last time. I'm like, you know what? I need to get my driver's license. And I just whipped in. I don't even know what I look like that. I can guarantee I was wearing, a brawny t-shirt. Or a brawny shirt, like that look like the brawny guy, because I wear them all the time.
It's absolutely an event. It has to be planned out. There's no way I could just whip in.
And speaking of fashion.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. The reason I don't care about this, and this is one of the advantages of being ugly. I don't ever think my pictures look great, so I don't really worry about whether or not it's great on, like, who cares what? No one's going to see it but a cop that's pulling you over and giving you a hard time anyway.
How about your Facebook, though, or your social media?
You're going to want your Facebook to look better because people see that all the time.
Okay.
But your driver's license photo is so unimportant.
I have my driver's license photo as my Facebook profile. Because it's that good of a picture.
Listen, I did get complimented one time on my picture on my driver's license, and it was the best compliment ever. It's just like, you look really great. Oh. So listen, that compliment hit, and it made me feel amazing.
So speaking of fashion, here you go. Rewearing the same outfit in a week. Guys don't care. Yeah. I'm like, I probably have done that this week.
I know I have. I wear jeans two and three times.
Yeah, they don't even care about that.
Jeans are okay. Jeans are okay.
Or also being in a party wearing the same outfit as somebody else. Guys go up to each other and like, oh, dude, man, you got the same shirt. And you're shopping at Kohl's, ain't you? But the girl's like, oh, my goodness, we got to go back home. I got to change. Look at her over there.
Listen, sometimes, though, like, if I go up and there's, like, somebody that's wearing the same outfit as me, it's I don't really care. I'm like, besties, like, we're twins. Like,
that's the way guys do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But girls are like, oh, no, we can't have the same thing.
Have you seen the video? It's a little older video where all the women, they buy their husbands the same shirt.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And not tell them. And then they have like a gathering at a restaurant or somebody's house, and all the guys are coming in the same shirt.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It takes them a minute to figure it out. It's like the third guy, maybe, they start figuring it out, but it's funny.
Something that women think that's embarrassing, but guys don't actually care about, any acne flare-up, a raging pimple or anything like that.
I disagree with that one, too.
You're not concerned about that, are you?
I am. It sucked, really? Man.
He had the boil on his back, and he's really upset about
He was upset, I guess.
I would be upset, too. I get it.
But he showed you.
I don't care about the boil on my back. Okay. I didn't want zits on my face, though.
Yeah. Nope.
So if that boil was on your face, you'd be concerned.
I would. Okay. I mean, you don't want a giant boil on your face.
No.
All right. A little poochy belly.
I disagree.
The girls, they are embarrassed by that. Most guys don't care. Like, Tom, he'll just show you his belly. Lift up your shirt,
That's not what we're talking about, though. I think, if you see her with a poochy belly, I think that's something that they should care about.
No. But you're talking about guys. Like, if they have a poochy belly, they don't care.
Oh,
but if a girl's got one at the beach, she's concerned about that.
Absolutely. That's why the shapewear is a billion-dollar industry. And that's why sometimes I will even double Spanx it up. If I'm feeling a little big, I'm like...
Double Spanx it up.
We're doing double today, girl. We can't breathe.
Hey, a little a fun side note, too, and you can do that. If you want to even participate with this game, a new survey revealed that belly button lint is usually blue. Is usually blue. If you got any belly button lint, put your finger in your belly button right now and see.
Well, it's close to your blue jeans.
Yeah.
I've had black before because it's usually my shirt color.
Oh, wow. Why blue, though?
I don't know.
Why are we having belly button lint? Are we not taking showers, y'all?
I know, right?
Okay. Along the same lines as being fuzzy, body hair. Girls hate body hair. Yes. Guys don't care. Look at their ears. Just look at their ears, though. There's a ton of guys out there. You're not a normal guy. You're one of the...
But I know guys that get their back waxed.
You go to manicures. You get your pedicures.
It's been a while.
You also groom your eyebrows.
No, I don't.
You don't?
The hairdresser did one time. I cried.
I'll pop an eyebrow in a minute.
No, I don't really have much of an eyebrow since I shaved them all for Torture Tuesday years ago.
That's true. They never really grew back.
They really never fully grew back.
All right, and then finally, something that women think is embarrassing, but guys really don't care about, going to a party or a celebration without a gift for the host.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't show up empty-handed. That's rude.
I don't think most guys even knew that that was a thing until they had women tell them.
Yeah, no. You just show anything, a bottle of wine, a gift, I don't know, something.
It's not even the money. It's the hassle of going and getting. I have a bottle of wine at the house, I'm like, let's bring this. But that's about the closest I come.
I've been going to a party and got on the street of the house, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I turn around and hit the liquor store.
Okay.
I'm like, I just buy a bottle of liquor.
Everybody likes it, you know?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I go to like a convenience store and get some Yoo-Hoos for everybody.
Like, you get beef jerky.
Yoo-Hoo and beef jerky.
That's why you don't get invited back.
Yeah. That's the truth.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Have you ever taken a lie detector test?
No.
Some people have to do it for work.
Why? Yeah. What kind of line of work requires a lie detector test?
Well, like a lot of FBI type stuff or anything with security clearances can involve a lie detector test.
Yeah.
But sometimes too, if you're just suspected of something, they call you in. They're like, "Hey, we need you to take a lie detector test."
I've been worried I was going to have to take one, and I practiced. Hopefully, I'll pass.
It's interesting you say that, because they say that there are certain people who believe they're more likely to fool a lie detector test than others.
I'd like to have one.
Those are younger men, 18 to 29 years old. They're the same group that thinks they could land an airplane in a disaster.
Oh, boy.
Well, you can't.
That frontal lobe has not developed.
Yeah, well, 18 to 29, it should be, but... apparently, they believe that there's a way to beat the lie detector test. I have a friend who did get more or less beat a lie detector test once.
Mm-hmm.
He got called in. He worked in radio. And apparently, he had gotten involved in the ratings and had basically turned in some ratings things that made it inflate the amount of listeners they had on the station.
Uh-huh.
And so they called him in to ask him about it. So he literally took some Valium. And he put a thumbtack in his shoe. And when they would ask him a question, he would stab his toe down on that thumbtack. And it didn't necessarily clear him of the crime, if you will. But they couldn't get any results that were accurate, because they were like, "We can't read your lie detector test. We don't know what you're doing, but there's something going on." And they weren't able to prove him either way.
Yeah.
So it worked for him.
I'd rather just fail the lie detector test at that point.
Really?
Sounds painful.
I mean, I don't think he was stabbing it to where it actually bled him out or anything, but I think he was just pushing down on that sharp object whenever they would ask him a question. So it caused his needles to swing all over the place.
Yeah, I guess the company kind of like shouldn't have told him beforehand, should have just called him in as a surprise and be like, "Bam, we're taking a lie detector test."
Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely knew he was going to. I think they have to give the questions ahead of time or something like that. I don't know how they work. I haven't done it, but I've seen them on like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, they say that a lot of people don't have much faith in the lie detector test. I personally don't have a lot of faith in them, because I know they can't use them in court, and that there tells you something.
Yeah.
That's why you should always refuse one.
Really?
Because if you do fail it, then the cops are going to look at you anyway. And whether they can use that in court or not, you're pretty much guilty.
But so aren't you thinking that they're going to think that if you don't take it too?
Well, that's because they're not reliable. So
you know what? It's like these electronic blood pressure readers.
Yeah.
Like they'll have that electronic one, and it's always, mine's always high. I had it done, as a matter of fact, yesterday.
Maybe you have high blood pressure.
My blood pressure was 110 over 150.
Oh, what?
Wow. Yeah.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, or whatever.
That's not even possible.
It. Hold on. 150. What's the lower? What? It's 110 over 150.
That's wrong.
I'll flip-flop that. It was 110.
150 over 110.
Thank you.
There you go.
So, did that.
Are you sure that wasn't a scale you stepped on?
And I asked the lady, I said, "Look, those are always high. They're never right." And she did it like manually, and it was correct. It was like.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 112. Over 78.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just thinking you did it wrong.
So same thing. I didn't do it. It was a lady that did it. I'm like, I got the numbers mixed up because I don't know how that goes. But same thing with the lie detector. It's like they're not dependable.
Yeah,
It's like a, you know.
I don't know how they would do it. I get nervous either way. I could be telling the truth, and I'd be like, they think I'm lying. Maybe I am lying. Am I lying? I don't know.
I know. That's one of the reasons I don't trust them either, is because I'm like, I would get so nervous.
Yes.
But they claim that they can tell the difference.
All I got to do is look under my arms and see me sweating. My armpits, I'd start sweating. I'd be fidgeting. I can't lie. I'm horrible at doing that.
I'm terrible at it.
Then you got to keep up with that lie after it's done.
Oh, my God. It's going to give me diarrhea. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh. That would probably get you out of the test really fast.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.